You are listening to Aldrin Sampier on SAFM.
It's 24 minutes after 3 o'clock. We're in conversation next with Khayelihle Khumalo, SABC international reporter. The Russian Federation says that tensions over U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan shouldn't be underestimated. The Kremlin says it supports the One China principle and respects the sovereignty of China. Russia described the visit by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan as purely provocative, expressing solidarity with China and accusing the United States of choosing the path of confrontation in the region. Khayelihle Khumalo now joining us on the line. Khaya, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So obviously the U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi visiting Taiwan has angered Beijing. Tell us more.
Well, that's right, Aldrin. I mean, the geopolitical tension really has been caused and really precipitated by this particular visit by Ms. Pelosi. For example, now you do have the military drills along the Taiwan Strait. So essentially, it's all because China's always seen Taiwan as part of its territory. And we know that the island nation has always tried to claim its own territorial integrity, but not according to Beijing. Beijing says one day Taiwan will be part of the mainland China and, you know, just once again and be reunited. But from the side of Ms. Pelosi, she has been very insistent in saying that she's going to Taiwan. It's all about supporting the democracy and really just labeling China as autocracy. And hence, you see now this particular anger.
And then speak to us about the response from the U.S.
Well, that's right, Aldrin. So, in fact, the White House is saying it's well and good for Nancy to go to Taiwan, especially because, you know, they do have a number of, you know, areas where they do work together in terms of cooperation. I mean, you do look at Taiwan in terms of the semiconductors, the chips. It's a very important area. But also apart from that, the U.S. is saying it's ready to deal with the response in terms of China, because Beijing has been warning, saying Pelosi's visit really has made the situation worse. So really the U.S. thing is important that this issue is not descending into a crisis into the Taiwan Strait.
And then there's also the One China policy, which has been brought to the fore. We know how contentious that one is, even here in South Africa as well. But this has been now on the fore, brought back to the fore because of this reaction from Russia.
Well, that's right, Aldrin, because the Russians are saying Pelosi's visit to Taiwan was a total provocation on Beijing. So once again, they were insisting that it's important for a number of countries to respect the One China policy. It's all because you have some countries, for example, here in Africa, they do recognize Taiwan. Our neighbor here in the Kingdom of Eswatini, they do recognize Taiwan, Taipei, as a rural China as opposed to Beijing. So once again, Russia emphasizing that particular point, but also saying that it's important for the U.S. not to provoke that particular region. And of course, we do know all of this happens as the, you know, South Asian leaders from East Asia as well, they're meeting in Cambodia, and the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is there. So it's going to be a bit of a very tough time for him, because a lot of people will be seeking clarity as to why such a senior official from the U.S., in fact, a third powerful politician, would have gone to Taiwan really to annoy Beijing.
And then there's also the analysis around this particular visit. And I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday, and I'm saying that, you know, some people feel that they're torn between whether it is an act of bravery that Nancy Pelosi actually went there, or is it an act of stupidity? What are the analysts saying?
Well, it's a very interesting one, Aldrin, because, I mean, you do have the analysts who are saying that Taiwan is trying to get its own, you know, status recognized, you know, in so many countries. So if you have a powerful politician from the U.S. going there, it's sort of legitimizing their cause. So that's what you're getting from the analysts. But, I mean, there was a point where the White House was also against this particular visit, but also have seen that they've changed their tune somewhat. So they're supporting Ms. Pelosi in going to Taiwan. But also it's quite important to understand that there's quite a lot at stake. This is right by the South China Seas, a very contentious area, but also we've seen that Beijing has acted. For example, Aldrin, when you look at some of the imports from Taiwan, they've just been suspended from China, and this may really have affect their economic standing, given the fact that China remains the largest trading partner of Taiwan. So this is a very interesting story that may really have far-reaching implications. And those military drills will continue all the way until Sunday.
Thank you so much for your time. That is Kayelihle Khumalo, who is SABC News International News Reporter. It's 3:30, time for the news headlines.